Ramona fights for life. As many people now know, Ramona Africa has been ailing of late, perhaps the result of her time in the move house, Osage Avenue, after police dropped a deadly bomb on the house and the city fire department refused to fight the flames. The flames, the hungry flames of May 13, 1985, licked her arms and shoulders, leaving bright scars on her dark flesh. Those same flames sent searing heat into her lungs, as well as the deadly smoke of burning materials in the house on Osage Avenue. Smoke that may have settled in her lungs until it too bit into her flesh. Those same flames that devoured 11 men, women, and children who, trying to escape the house, were shot back into the inferno. That she survived this urban massacre is nothing short of a miracle. But she has done more than survive. She has thrived. After her unjust 7-year imprisonment, after surviving the bombing of the move house, she crisscrossed the country, speaking out about move and police terrorists. She's spoken at colleges around the world. Today, Ramona Africa is ailing and needs your help to fight her way back to health. The MOVE organization asks that you go to the GoFundMe page and access Ramona Africa's entry. From Imprisoned Nation, this is Mumia Abu Jamal.